at? No, I'm just kidding. It's really not my dad.
Bad truck, best vehicle I ever owned. So.
That's
but
awesome.
Hey, I agree with the answer you gave, Jason.
Yes,
but
sir.
You know, I've never been on Medicaid. I've never been on welfare. But most of your population on that is white people. So white population is what? 62% of the population?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't. Sounds good.
We'll just say, yeah. Clint, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and black population is about 12 and 14%. And the Hispanic population is around 9%.
Mm-hmm.
So, but hey, open up more rural transportation vans. You need a job. You see these rural vans riding around, right?
Right.
Well, put a few more of them on the highway, and that'll give somebody else another job. And go pick them up and take them to work.
You do bring a good point up, Clint, because I played professional baseball in the Netherlands, and one really interesting thing about being there is when I signed, they didn't give me a car or anything. They gave me a bicycle, a bus, and a tram pass.
There you go.
And I remember looking at the bicycle, and I was like, what do I do with this? Like, it actually has pedals and no motor. And but their transportation system is set up really well over there. I completely disagree with a whole lot of how their government is run and what they do, but I will say they have a transportation system. It doesn't matter where you live in the Netherlands, you can get where you need to go by train, by tram, or you know, by
transportation.
Yeah, I mean,
anywhere in Europe you can do that.
Yeah.
We can do it here. I mean, right. There's no reason we cannot.
But Clint, we would have to be accountable with our tax dollars then.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And by the way, sir, you got my vote on Tuesday.
Well, thank you, Clint. I appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate you, Clint.
You guys have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. We got to hit the stop of the hour break. More with State Representative Will Dismuse when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. So far, it's been another ugly day on Wall Street. The benchmark's down sharply this morning following yesterday's sell-off and the Dow's worst day since 2020. The market is taking a beating amid persistently high inflation and concern that a recession has arrived. Up 2 cents since yesterday, the national average price, a gallon of gas, is now just under $4.59. It's a new record high, according to the AAA. President Biden has welcomed the leaders of Finland and Sweden to the White House this morning as the two countries seek to join the NATO alliance. The president preparing for a trip to South Korea and Japan. There are concerns that North Korea could launch another missile test during Mr. Biden's trip. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 308 points. The S&P is off 22. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas on the hottest day of the year so far and a little bit more humidity in the air as well. Still dry today with a high temperature up to the middle 90s. Warm, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another warm day for May with a high temperature up to 94 for Friday. And we're still dry with the sun and cloud mix. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area on Saturday. And showers and thunderstorms are quite likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. That grass isn't going to cut itself, but we can make it a whole lot easier with the reliable performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control, excellent cut. Together, we do more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our school. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
Pull!
Who's that? Heck of a shot.
Oh, that's Jeremy Oden.
You mean always toting Jeremy Oden?
Pull!
Yeah, that's the one. Always toting Jeremy Oden.
Dang, he's busted every clay so far.
Well, that's what Jeremy Oden does. Real efficient. Kind of the way he runs the Public Service Commission. Shooting down higher energy prices and busting up Biden's socialist agenda.
Pull!
Ah, that's why he's always toting.
Yep.
Handpicked by Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Trump knows he'll take aim at Biden's Green New Deal. Always fighting for Alabama jobs, lowering costs for Alabama families, and putting American energy first.
Heck, sounds like I'll be voting for Always Toting.
Jeremy Oden, yes, sir. Alabama's best shot.
Paid political advertisement, Jeremy H. Oden, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Pull!
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
KIV shut the churches down, but kept the abortion clinics open. KIV is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You never get the second chance to make a great first impression. Here's how you can make your home stand out. Appearance, beautify, clean up, and clear out. Call me at 334-398-2896. We can get you moving.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time. for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 as the big boy said. If you want to get in on the conversation, we're talking to State Representative Will Dismukes. He is running for re-election. And we've got some calls rolling in here, Will, so might as well roll to them. Let's go to John. Hey, John. You're on with Will Dismukes.
Hey, good morning.
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 I just wanted to, as a constituent, thank Will for his vote on the gas tax, him being one of the very few state representatives, my only state elected officer who voted against the gas tax, and tax, in fact. So I'm appreciative of that, as I know many people who aren't aware are also appreciative. But I just wanted to get that out there on the record, and thank you for your vote on that, sir.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, John.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks, bud. Thank you.
Let's go to Eric the Dog.
Hola.
Hola, Eric.
Hey, hola.
John, Will, you need whoever just ran that commercial for you, or said telling all that good stuff you did, and then said don't believe everything you hear. You should probably fire that guy. That was a bad political ad.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion.
I'm just saying he just lays all this good stuff out for you, and then he says don't believe everything you hear. I mean, was he talking about? Was it like, I'm sure that's referring to something else.
Well, that's referring to since, man.
See, when you have to explain it, it's bad, right?
Well, hey, Kat's kind of got my tongue there. No, that's pretty funny, actually. Probably should have come at the front.
I apologize for my callers. He calls every day. He claims to speak Spanish.
It could be a lot worse phone call.
He's a painter, by the way.
It's the fumes, Will.
Eric, the good news is that everything that's said in that commercial is verified. You can look it up, those votes, and it's right there.
I think you're a great guy. I think your record speaks for itself. I think you've had some unfortunate missteps or been portrayed that way at any light, but I wish nothing but the best for you. You're not in my district, but anytime you vote against taxes up there, I feel like you're voting for me, so I'm not trying to knock on you. It's just, they'll tell you that I love political ads, but my favorite one is Philip Fulbright, and maybe they'll play that for you. Yes. But
oh, Gil. Yeah.
Gil.
I'd like to hear that one.
Yeah, you're going to love it. It's my favorite, but all right. I'll let y'all go.
Maybe my ad can be like second favorite now that we know that there's a gaffe in it.
Let's go to Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Afternoon. Hey, Will, it's good to hear you on the radio. I'm just now turning on the radio, so forgive me if you've already answered this. What was the outcome of the legal issue that came up last year?
Yeah, we talked about it, but I don't mind bringing it up. So it's we're on year two now, so that's kind of where it is. It's still getting dragged out. You know, it's just been a political, just really still continuing the political witch hunt. I mean, there's no reason for it to have taken this long, but it's still hanging around out there. So I still feel really confident in everything. I mean, I haven't wavered. You know, if you look at the series of events that led to that arrest, and if you look at some of the connections to the Southern Poverty Law Center, through the business and all that, I mean, it's pretty clear what's going on. But to answer your question is straightforward, it's still lingering.
Well, listen, this will be the second time that I voted for you coming up next week. I know you're doing a great job. You know my wife's nephew, by the way, Andrew Odom, the city attorney in Prattville.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He speaks so highly of you. You are the pastor now, or maybe was before, of her uncle's church up above Prattville there. So everybody speaks highly of you. You do a super job, and look forward to casting my vote for you on Tuesday.
Well, thank you. That really means a lot. And Andrew and I were in class together in the sixth grade and have kept up with each other for a long time. And so he's great, and I really appreciate your support.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Don.
Let's go to Steve. You're in a lot of calls, Will. I like that. So let's go to Steve.
Good morning. Will, thank you for coming on the show and taking the softballs and the hardballs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, in your ad, you're talking about you would support the repeal of the gas tax.
Yes, sir. So I actually drafted this past legislative session. It took a long time, so it was absolutely pointless to drop it by the time I had it in my hand, but I actually drafted a repeal of both the index and then a separate bill that would actually repeal the entirety of the gas tax. It's a lot more complicated than just saying, you know, like that's why it took so long with legal services, because there's so many details, because the money has been, the tentacles are so deep that now, though, the bill's prepared, so it's ready to go. It took a lot longer, but took 3 months longer than I expected. Not saying some of that wasn't probably on purpose.
So you're gonna be the one that leads the charge.
That is the plan, sir. We've got to. Okay. Somebody's got to. I mean, look, I've been getting attacked for 4 years now, especially heavily over the last two. I think you can look at my campaign finance reports and see. You know, just from, I've only had one PAC donate to me at all, and the rest have either gone for my opponent or they've stayed away, and that's because they know that I can't be bought and paid for. I'm going to stand for for the people that I represent for the state of Alabama.
Have you got any support with you?
Like from the people?
No, from other legislators.
Oh, yes, sir. There's a great conservative group within the legislature. Just sometimes that voice gets kind of pushed under, but it's definitely there, and I'm hoping it expands after these elections.
Well, a lot of these folks are saying they want to repeal it, and that all sounds good, and people running against the governor, but, I mean, and just in my opinion, she's going to win the race, and unless you got her on board, it's going to be a tough, tough fight, and you're going to need a lot of help. But right now, with what's going on, and as you know, all these taxes, including the state tax and city and counties, they all passed these gas taxes when the gas was, mm-hmm. you know, relatively cheaper. And now it's coming back to roost, and now we're suffering, and we need, the taxpayers need some quick, immediate help. And the governor, if prodded by legislators, not just people talking, but if you've drafted legislation and you got people, she needs to hear, and I guess people are going to have to come down there to the Capitol and let her know how we feel. But I want to let you know I support you, and I sure am proud you have drafted legislation to do that.
I appreciate it and appreciate your support. And here's where Democrats are great. Democrats can organize. They can send, really it's to the point you could call them troops. They can send them and mobilize them and do how they need to do. If there's an issue that they're against, they go all out in using the voice that they can, even pushing the limits of how they're going about it. The governor and other people know that they can pass something year one, and that, you know, people kind of start to cool off. You know, everybody's hot for a little while. They start to kind of cool off. This sort of has worked different because we're about, you know, in August, we're going to be staring at gas being $6 a gallon. And just so everybody knows, the gas tax will go up one more cent this August because every other year it goes up a penny. So, you know, we, like you said about going to the Capitol, if there is a movement to go down to the Capitol, it has to be a movement. I mean, it's got to be put together, and it's got to be strong enough that the governor, whoever that is, whether it's Governor Ivey or you know, George Bush, it's whoever is the governor, they have to be able to actually hear the voice that's out there.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, Steve. And before we hit another break here, let's go to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, guys. Will, I've already printed out my sample ballot, and I've circled you in. And I love your answer for one of the previous callers about just get a job. America just went through the biggest test experiment with what happens when you send out free money, stimulus, rental assistance, PPE loans, et cetera, what do people choose? They choose to stay home. They don't go to work. It's proven fact that if you give people free money, most of them, you know, that are not motivated will stay home, right?
Right. But that, you know, that's all the plan, too. You know, ultimately, the government wants government dependence. You control the people when you control their pocket. You know, if you're the bank, then you have control of the person because you're the lender. And you know, and, there's so many people hurting to hire. If you really want to work, and I'm talking about capable people of working, there are opportunities. You know, it might not be exactly what you want to do at this moment, but there are opportunities.
Yes. And, I mean, we all have seen it firsthand, you know, where your fast food place doesn't, like you said, doesn't open up at maybe till 11 o'clock or something like that, and they close at 6. And, I mean, there's jobs to be had out there. There's no reason to expand Medicaid in the state of Alabama. That will only end up hurting us. And not only that, I was listening to Cudlow on Fox yesterday, and he said that anywhere from $163 to $400 billion was stolen in COVID relief funds. And, you know, is like I said, nobody's going to go back and get it, you know, but who's paying those tax dollars? We are the middle class.
That's right.
So, well, good luck, and I think you should be our representative in Elmore County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Flower Child. And before we let you go, Will, first, do you think if you get reelected and you're seeing sort of the shape of Alabama politics in general, spending time down there at the State House, do you think that, say, next session, maybe it's the next one, but I would like it to be the very next session, we're actually going to see some more conservative push here on a lot of issues across the board, or am I just high?
You know, I'm a really optimistic person to all the listeners, like, but I'm not just going to stand here and just blow smoke to try to get your support or anything like that. You know, if you don't like me, that's your private opinion, but I don't ever want you to say that I lied to you or that, you know, I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's the moderates, really, they kind of control the PAC money and you know, they receive the most PAC money most times, and it's going to be tough. I mean, for instance, when I won the first time, I raised, and between myself and other people, I've spent $9,000. One of my opponents spent $90,000. The other one spent over $70,000. And they were getting all the PAC money and all that, you know, in the primary, the runoffs and all, everybody's wanting to make up and apologize. But it's going to be tough. Do I have optimism going forward as a more conservative state of Alabama? I don't know. I've been really focused on my own campaign, so I haven't really been paying attention, but I'm not optimistic about it, and I hate to be Debbie Downer.
Well, but no, but it's about growing the ranks, I suppose.
That's right.
And I guess we'll see. So we're now, what, 5 days out to Election Day?
We are.
In this last final stretch, this last 5 days, how can folks help you out?
Yeah, so you can reach out to me. We finally, I believe, have my social media up. They keep blocking, Facebook keeps locking me out of my media pages, both my personal Facebook page and my campaign page. So I've been dealing with that nonstop. But you can just go out, and I would ask for your support, your vote on May 24th on Tuesday. That's the best way to help me is to tell a friend, pick up a phone, say, hey, don't believe all the stuff you've been hearing and doing, but you can believe that I stand for you and all that I do. I truly care about our district. I care about our state, and I just want to see it move in the right direction, not continue to move in the wrong direction. In ways, we have moved in the right direction, but we have a long way to go. And regardless of what's being said, when it comes to political matters, what I told the people and what I ran on is what I went and I did in the State House, and I will do it again for 4 more years.
Well, Will, great talking to you. And this hour 20 just flew by, really good.
Thanks for letting me take y'all's show. I'm ready to turn the radio on and listen to George Bush comment.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, this is going to be a fun show. Lots happened.
That's right.
Well, appreciate you again, folks.
Yeah,
State Representative Will Dismukes. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express, the only full-service or self-service auto spa in town. We have the latest technology not only to clean your vehicle, but to pamper it.
Mr. Ben's is easy, fast, convenient, affordable, just perfect for keeping my car clean. It's the spa treatment my car deserves.
Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express, open Monday through Saturday on the Atlanta Highway next to Fraser Church. Look like you've been to Mr. Ben's.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Your Montgomery Biscuits are ready to take on the 2022 season with the best fans in minor league baseball. Join them for a summer full of themed weekends, celebrations, and the best biscuits in town. For ticket information, go to BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Rising home values mean that you could have more home equity than you might imagine. And if you're considering a refi, an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot could save you thousands. Ask about their smart term loans, cash out, and over 300 loan options to find just the right mortgage loan for you. Call now, 866-888-LOAN, or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's talk to you. It's a little later in the day than we usually chat with this fella, and we haven't chatted in a couple days because all these candidates, man.
I know. Lots of them, Joey. Everybody wants a vote.
I know. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, I'm so confused on who to vote for. I don't know who's running for what anymore. Is Tuesday going to get here? I just need it to come and go.
Now, I think eventually next week we'll be able to sing Tuesday's Gone with the Wind.
I'm going to be so happy just to get our lives back to normal. Then we can have our normal chats and talk about the kids and the dogs and just normal stuff like if you need your braces done, go see Dr. Bertrunick. stuff like that.
Well, I'll add to that conversation. I realized last night that once you hit a certain age, say past 30, you shouldn't eat 15 super hot wings.
Yeah, Joey?
Yeah, it doesn't
30,
work out.
I don't even remember 30.
Yeah, it doesn't work well.
It's just a blur.
Yeah, that well, last... spicy stuff doesn't agree as much anymore.
Yeah, once you hit 50, you just can't hardly eat anything.
Right.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oatmeal.
When I was a kid, I could eat, I mean, literally just go and just devour the whole refrigerator. And now my kids are going in there and they're, like, devouring the refrigerator. I'm like, man, y'all just don't know how lucky you are. I can't eat ice cream anymore.
Nope.
I got to keep my skinny physique, and I can't eat nothing.
Yeah. How's the oatmeal and Metamucil?
Well, but how's business going?
You know what? Actually, I'm sitting here in a window in Atogaville, Alabama.
Nice.
And I can't move because if I move, I'm going to lose you. But this is a beautiful piece of property that a friend of ours just bought. We're coming in here going to revamp the whole thing and just freshen it all up and giving them some good ideas and working budgets. And that's what we can do for you. We can come out, get the measurements, look, say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Go back and forth, bounce the ideas off, and then once you're ready to roll, we start moving. In a couple of weeks, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
Beautiful.
Really is. 285-8117 is the number for Pravo Carpet. Another idea we've floated around, and I think it's a great idea, is say you're going on vacation this summer sometime. And maybe while you're gone for a week, when you come back home, you have a brand new floor. It's a great way to do it.
I think that's an awesome idea.
We'll either leave a key, give us a key. Normally, I put a lockbox on the house so I don't keep up with the key all week. And the guys can come and go. And if you have a cat, we'll feed the cat. Now, your dogs, you're on your own. Do like I do for them.
And again, folks, don't forget to sign up for the $500. Yes, $500 gift card, courtesy of Prattville Carpet. Just go to prattvillecarpet.com. You'll see the banner on the top of the webpage. Click on that. Just fill out a quick form. You'll be entered into the drawing. We announce that winner every first Friday of the month.
Guys, y'all have a great day. Enjoy talking to all the candidates.
I appreciate you, Ray.
See you, Ray.
272-9228. I swear, Eddie, like after those wings, I was yelling across the house, Gimbley, get a match! It was, oh.
You open the windows, Joey?
No, they're painted shut. That's not true. I just felt like saying it.
Torture chamber.
272-9228. So, we've been so, fixed and fixated on Alabama politics and these races with Election Day coming up. There's some stuff that's happened nationally we have yet to get
stuff,
to.
Joey.
Now, tomorrow we'll get back to some of the state politics. We got Lindy Blanchard calling in. We got Tim James calling in, both on their own bus tours or tours around the state of Alabama.
Right.
And I look forward to talking to them. But as we kicked off the show, I played this in passing. This is George W. Bush speaking in Dallas yesterday afternoon. He's talking about Russia. He's talking about Vladimir Putin. Let's listen into this midstream.
The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, a gaffe is often...
Freudian slip, perhaps?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like the invasion of Iraq. It was a mistake. Sorry. Whoops.
My bad.
That's incredible. Well, and a lot of people are drawing lines to the way that went down. That's when a lot of... It's one thing to consider the opinions of the world, and you got to do that strategic empathy. It's wise even your opponents, your enemies, to know how they think and where they're coming from, just sure. On a strategic level. But that said, I'm just looking as a patriot, as somebody who cares about the United States national interest and about the American people, I feel like especially those early days of the Bush administration after 9/11, everybody was gung-ho to go in Afghanistan. Even Ron Paul voted for taking out the folks who took down the two towers. But then something happened to where, well, people were out for vengeance. And I'll put it this way. You can find old clips of Bill Clinton worrying about Iraq.
Sure.
I think if Al Gore had become president, and something that I don't know how many Democrats would admit to. I think certain ones are starting to wake up to this. Even if Al Gore became president, we probably would have invaded Iraq or done something with Iraq.
We probably would have invaded them, but with Al Gore being president, we would have converted them all to green.
Mm-hmm.
Green technology over there.
But when the United States did this and kind of went on its own into Iraq, this was a wake-up call to a lot of the other nations of the world. And it revealed a lot of the international rules-based order. Well, the rules only apply to those who aren't the United States. And say what you will, that the rules are stupid, that this has never really been a neutral international rules-based order. It's actually been, well, it's institutions built for the benefit of America and the world and the American vision of the world. Really, you get into, say, it's built for the American elite and a certain point of view, the globalist point of view, to be pejorative about it. But man, I can't get over, like, here, I gotta play this again. George W. Bush.
Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
Wow. God bless you, George W. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And whether you're, well, looking to buy a brand new device, they can help you with that there at XI Repair, like a brand new smartphone or maybe a custom-built PC.
I've been trying to get my partner Pam to go over there, but we've been so busy, she hadn't had chance.
Right. They can also, well, do data recovery for you. So say, you know, you might have an old hard drive with music and videos or pictures on it that you want to recover.
Right.
And you just haven't used it in a while. Or it could be that you're going through a certain sort of litigation.
Hmm.
Say, like, divorce.
Ooh, Joey.
That's no fun.
Right. There could be pictures involved there.
It could be you're living out your own Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, and people try to delete information. Well, the great news is XI Repair can recover even information people tried to destroy or delete.
Yeah, even if they throw the phone in the toilet, they can still fix it.
And then, of course, they fix smartphones. They fix gaming consoles. They fix a lot of stuff. And most of their repairs can be done in under 30 minutes. And a great thing about XI Repair is there are no fix, no fee shops. So it doesn't happen often, but if you do stump them, if it's something they can't fix, they're not going to charge you for looking into and identifying the problem. So check out XI Repair today. Always go to XIRepair.com, the letter X, the letter I, repair.com, or give them a call. It's 777-1234, 777-1234, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. You know, I'm in a sort of mood where we don't have to hit the break yet. Let's just go right to Papa B.
Papa B!
Oh, boy, George Bush, you just... I can't help but like the man on some level.
Yeah.
But boy, he just stumbled right into his own poopy pile here, because look, he mustered this nation to go after Saddam Hussein and these weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Okay. So what happened there? Did we really find them all? Or, was it more about getting even with Saddam Hussein?
There you go.
I don't know, man.
You mess with my daddy.
Well, right. Okay. But anyway, so we did. All right. Fine. Good. Now, but Putin, he's mustering Russia to go against Ukraine for weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to try to get moral equivalent, sit up on some moral high horse and criticize Hootie Poot, which that was George Bush's nickname for it, if you recall, for going into Ukraine. Well, in fact, though, there are weapons of mass destruction or weapons labs in Ukraine. Our own government has admitted it.
you know, old Pooty Poot has a pretty good idea about, look, we got to take these things out. They're too close to our borders here. Would we tolerate something like that in Canada or Mexico? I don't think so. I think we'd do something about it. What do y'all think?
Oh, we would do something about it unless we were the ones funding it, which is usually the situation days. But no, there's an interesting dynamic here to where Iraq, I think, was the moment where the United States lost a lot of credibility on a lot of different levels. And when you look at Iraq today, it's not what it was, thank God. But Iran's influence in the region has only grown out of that. It was a huge miscalculation in that regard. And, you know, we can say, and I'm not picking on you, Papa B, we can say, okay, we did that, fine. And I get where you're coming from. But I think Americans in particular don't realize how a lot of the rest of the world, where it matters, thinks of us when how many hundreds of thousands of people died because of this? How many millions of people were displaced? And then the left often, the Democrats often act like, oh, we're so much better than George W. Bush. Do you not remember this thing called the Arab Spring? Where the president of the United States comes out and says Mubarak must go, Gaddafi must go. Yeah. How many other millions of people were displaced? How about the fighting all through in Syria and whatnot under Obama? So it's just, it's been a slow, almost like we're zombies, like we're sleepwalking. And I always come back to this. You could start the clock at the fall of the Berlin Wall. And the hand the United States had economically, in terms of military might, the sole superpower truly, they wasted that moment. You can now look 30 years in the future. And the same people that have been running things, no matter who's elected, it's incredible to see.
It's over and over. Yeah, it never ends. And not only that, he talked about these, you know, elections over in Russia. Okay, well, wait a minute now. You know, the left and all their allies, the first thing they say whenever anybody says anything about the fraud in this 2020 election. Oh, that's false. That's not right. That's not true. On and on and on. But these are the same people that told us that the Steele dossier was real and that was a lie. There's the same people that told us that the Hunter Biden laptop is a lie, but that turned out to be true. You know, so who's telling the truth? It's not the people that are saying that the 2020 election was the most trustworthy in history. That is a lie, another lie. And George Bush is furthering that lie. You know, I tell you what it almost reminds me of. You remember that scene in Braveheart where he takes after the king, he's been wounded, and a lackey is sent back to take care of Braveheart. And it turns out when he unmasks him, oh my word, it is the king of Scotland. And he's sitting there like, he's like, he realizes he's fighting against the people that are on the king's side are actually those that claim to be his ally. That's the way it makes me feel when I hear George Bush say that. It's like, oh my word, he's part of the problem maker.
Right.
He's not totally betrayed. Okay.
Anyway. Well, and it's a shame. I think it's more a story of, like, the left likes to characterize as, you know, say an Oliver Stone did a movie on W. Called W that I didn't like, because I don't think Oliver has it right in that Bush is sort of this dope who's in over his head. I think Bush is actually a lot more sophisticated than people realize, but he still became a victim of hubris. I think he's read a lot more history and knows a lot more stuff than people want to give him credit for, but sometimes the smartest people and well-read people are the most dangerous because they think too highly of themselves. But I appreciate it, Papa B. And,
all right, man.
Thanks, sir.
Yep, thanks a lot.
And coming up, the Disinformation Board. Do you remember the Mary Poppins of disinformation?
I remember that crazy chick.
Yeah, Jankowicz. Yeah. Well, she's resigned. The Disinformation Board is no more. And Peter Ducey asked this new press secretary, what is it, Karine Jean-Pierre, something like that?
Whatever.
He asked a great question yesterday.
You think the board was mischaracterized, then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I mean, the board was put forth for a purpose, right? To make sure that we really did address what was happening across the country when it came to disinformation.
And it's okay
it's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterization from outside forces, and so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it, and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
Okay.
The work continues, Joey. Y'all just called us out on our BS this time. Got us.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of electing Republicans who just turn out to be politicians? I'm Robin Leidecker, a Republican running for place 2 on the Alabama Public Service Commission, and I want to do government differently. If you elect me, I won't blend in with the big government crowd. I am always true to my conservative principles. I am a public servant, not a politician. On May 24th, vote Robin Leidecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, place 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Leidecker, P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell, P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives, 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas on the hottest day of the year so far and a little bit more humidity in the air as well. Still dry today with a high temperature up to the middle 90s. Warm, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another warm day for May with a high temperature up to 94 for Friday. And we're still dry with the sun and cloud mix. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area on Saturday. And showers and thunderstorms are quite likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views, as always, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And whether you're looking to buy your very first home, or maybe it's not your first rodeo, but you're looking for a great, trustworthy guide to help you with that new home purchase, or it could be you're looking to get yourself in a good financial situation, you know, with the macroeconomic situation seeming to be going south. Did you see the numbers on the Dow yesterday?
And, yeah, you see them today? I think they're still on the...
Still down somewhat, about a 0.25% today. But after, what, a 1,200-point drop yesterday, give or take? It's shifting winds, yes. Let's say. So you can get yourself in a good position, though. There are all sorts of refinance deals Alabama Home Mortgage can do to get you in the right place. Maybe you have a bunch of outstanding credit card debts.
Not good.
Don't pay that ridiculous interest. Yes, you can say you've built up equity in your home. Mm-hmm. You do a refinance, pay off those credit cards. That way you're paying interest on a mortgage, which is a much better situation to be in.
And also a tax advantage.
No, maybe you're stuck in an adjustable rate mortgage. You thought you were going to move before the term of that adjustable rate is up. But it doesn't look like it. But you can get lock in a low rate. So you protect yourself from the shifting interest rate environment that is already upon us. Maybe you're looking to cut down on how many years you have left on your mortgage, maybe paid off as you retire right around that time. Whatever your strategy, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon there at Alabama Home Mortgage can help you. So just give them a call today at 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim Williams and her team prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. Right. How you doing, Steve?
Good. Listen, Papa B brought up something just a moment ago that I wanted to make a quick comment on. He was talking about Bush and the invasion of Iraq and the search for weapons of mass destruction. And then he said, well, you know, how do you think we would feel if Canada or Mexico had something like that? Well, Mexico does. All these damn drug cartels and their laboratories pumping out all this fentanyl that is killing American citizens. Why don't we send strike teams into Mexico and take out these labs and take out these cartels? Because the Mexicans aren't
going to
do it.
Right. Well, and also I think some would suggest there's a bit of a proxy war going on there. Let's say the Chinese, the Russians, maybe other interests are backing certain cartels in an indirect way.
No doubt.
Oh, it is festering on our border, but I'll put it to you this way, Steve. I think there are a lot of powerful people in this country that kind of like that violent equilibrium down there between all the cartels.
Yes.
There's a certain deals that have been made. Yeah.
But at the same time, you think back, and I'm sure you guys, at least one of you, probably saw the movie with Harrison Ford, Clear and Present Danger.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. These people are a clear and present danger to the sovereignty of the United States. And it's time somebody did something about it.
Now, hear, and it's going to take the United States really changing our policy so that the people in Mexico can affect the right change in that country.
Well, the thing about it is, we could go in down there and say, look, okay, you got one of two choices. You got 30 days to bring this garbage under control, or we're going to do it. And what are you going to do, declare war on the United States? Guess who's going to win?
Right. There you go.
I guarantee you we could invade their airspace, go in and bomb these people back into the Stone Age and shut them down.
Clear and present danger indeed. Though that's a good movie, but it's nothing compared to Air Force One. Get off my plane.
Yeah. I agree.
Appreciate it, Steve.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
Can you imagine instead of Harrison Ford, it was Donald Trump? Get off my plane.
He would have the button.
Boom.
He'd just have the button.
Yeah. Let's hit a break.
But let's say our current president did that. He would say, get off my plane, and then turn around and step off the plane himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor, poor Joe.
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Sloppy Joe.
Slop, sloppy Joe.
Extra sloppy for you today. Well, more news and views from 9 till noon with Bill and others at 272-9228 when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Who can Alabama Republicans trust to fight for our values? Katie Britt is a Christian conservative, pro-life mother of two. Britt is a successful business leader who knows how to create jobs. And she's been on President Trump's team for years, helping to build the wall and putting conservatives Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Katie Britt is ready to fight for Alabama in the United States Senate. Here's Katie Britt.
Growing up here in Alabama, I learned your word is your bond. I'm running to be your senator, so you deserve to know where I stand. I'll protect life, defend our Second Amendment, fight for stronger borders, and make sure that America is energy independent. I'm running this race for my kids and for yours. I love this state, and I believe in this state. Together, we'll create more opportunity for Alabama and make America safe and secure. I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message, and I would be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN, NF114529, QX80 VIN, N974333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee, plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells Infiniti.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group and the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Over the last 40 years, many people have asked me how to become a realtor and how to be successful in that business. First, choose a good real estate school where you're getting live instruction, where you can ask direct questions, get help with tough subjects, and we'll guide you through the testing phase. When you pass your test, you need to join with a broker that will spend the time training and mentoring you along the way with weekly training seminars and be the broker that is local and is just a few steps away to an answer to your tough questions. We are looking now for new realtors and experienced agents to join our group of educated, dedicated professionals that are committed to excellence in the real estate transaction. If you've been looking for a new home, if you're looking for a place to go with your real estate license, we have the place. It's called the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. They're a premier roofing contractor and a whole team of seamless gutter professionals. Whether you have an asphalt or a metal roof, it should be inspected every 3 to 5 years for preventative maintenance. This is to save you money and also find a problem when in home insurance policy will actually pay for the fix.
Right.
And that's usually when you find the problem early. And the great thing about River Region Contracting is their inspections and estimates are always free. And they're also a team of insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof that the insurance company may pay for, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy and even pleasurable experience. Not something you often associate with insurance claims and roofing repairs, but when you get ahead of a problem, that's when it's cheaper,